Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Of course, I've heard the word grace, but I really didn't have a full understanding. And that's being honest. That is when I really started to understand what that means and why it's so important to give it to other people.
That's what people turn to now. Like, oh, I don't have to talk to them no more. I block them. But I'm like, sometimes it's a simple conversation.
Just a simple conversation. I don't really feel like you had to give me grace. I gave you grace because at the end of the day, you had the choice to come and I understood and I respected your reasoning for not coming.
Rejection does not feel good, okay?
No.
And that but the flip side of it is itself because I felt rejected.
That moment that you and I had, that could have, I wouldn't say ruin a friendship, but
it definitely could have shifted. It could have shifted and changed the friendship. Out.
Mm-hmm. But I think we are both mature enough to realize that our friendship was bigger than that. Welcome to episode 4 of Mama's on the Move. I'm Brandy.
And I'm Keisha.
And today, you guys, we are going to talk about giving grace.
Yes. Yeah. I thank God for grace. I thank God that I think a lot of, and honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I never heard that until about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was dating this guy and he was the one who talked to me. He was dealing with a situation and, you know, and I said, well, how long are you going to deal with such and such? And he was like, until the grace runs out. I was like, well, I don't want him to think I'm not biblical. So let me go home. I'm not into the Bible, so let me go home. Of course, I've heard the word grace, but I really didn't have a full understanding, and that's being honest, you know? So I looked it up to kind of get a better idea of the text in which he was using it, and then life happened again, and that is when I really started to understand what that means and why it's so important to give it to other people.
Yeah,
I even had a tweet that I put up. It's probably been 2020 that I said, give people grace because you're going to need it back one day. Mm-hmm. But again, it has saved me. I really feel like, yeah.
So my pastor is Creflo Dollar. I'm a world changer. And he has preached about the gospel of grace for years and years and years. And the fact that you can choose a topic and preach on it for several years lends to the idea that people don't really understand it, don't understand the depths of it and what it means to give it and what it means to be on the receiving end, right? And I feel like grace is one of those things where if we take a pause, like, okay, now you know when you need it, right? When you've done a wrong or, you know, you've committed a sin or whatever. Like, you know when we know when we need grace, but when it's needed and you have to give it, I think that's where people get tripped up. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's like, okay, we internalize a lot more than we should. Mm-hmm. And we take things a lot more personal than we should, right? Not truly understanding what that person is dealing with or going through. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the part where people kind of like, oh, they judge. Mm-hmm. They either come up with their own interpretation of what they think things should be, not really understanding what it is for the other person.
Right.
So I feel like the grace thing is taking a pause before you send that text, before you even construct an opinion mm-hmm. or cast judgment. Mm-hmm. That's where the whole grace thing kind of comes in.
Okay.
That's where you like, okay, let me take a step back and maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should give them, offer a little more compassion. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should offer a little more just grace, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's been big for me. Mm-hmm. It's been big for me in my marriage. It's been big for me with my friendships mm-hmm. because it's easy to just kind of one side thing because your side is your side, mm-hmm. right? How you think is how you think mm-hmm. until you get a deeper understanding. Like you said, you stopped before you sent that message. Mm-hmm. I had that same exact issue last night. Mm. Oh my God. And I'm like, I'm glad I didn't send the text mm-hmm. because I was like, well, why didn't he mm-hmm. think of me and mm-hmm. make mm-hmm. this call? Mm-hmm. Not knowing all hell had broken loose mm-hmm. on in his world. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And my delivery was so much different because I didn't take offense, right? I didn't take offense to what I thought that person should have been doing. Mm-hmm. I just kind of shifted my thoughts around it. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, because my husband walked in the house and he told me what happened. Mm-hmm. Like, and because I called, I was like, why you didn't call and tell me you were going to be late? Mm-hmm. And that's what I was thinking I should do, right?
Right.
Send a message. Why you didn't, you know, in my feelings. Mm-hmm. But when he came in, he told me what happened. Mm-hmm. And then he told me what else happened. I'm like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. If I had sent that text in that moment, babe. It would have been almost insensitive.
It would have, yeah.
It would have been insensitive because, you know, you just got to take a pause sometimes. And I'm so grateful that I took the pause mm-hmm. because when he walked in and I gave him a kiss. Mm-hmm. And that's what he needed. Mm-hmm. He needed my gentle spirit. Mm-hmm. He didn't need my, well, why didn't I? Mm-hmm. He didn't need that. Mm-hmm. Right? So I've learned, I'm telling you, like, and I don't know, I think it's maturity. I don't know if it's just life itself as we grow, but I've had a lot of those moments where I didn't send a text. Mm-hmm. And I think that to me is like, that's extending grace, even for myself, because I felt like if I had sent the text, it would have created a moment mm-hmm. that didn't have to be, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, man, I'm gracious. I was gracious in my act mm-hmm. of not sending it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I absolutely understand, for sure. I think that, and that's the other thing. It can be many things, I think, grace can. The way you extend it, the way you receive it. You know, in your situation, you decided not to send a text yesterday. I don't even know if I looked at that as grace as much as I think it was just a maturity that I took the time to pause and get some insight from my therapist before, because I was just in my feelings.
Yeah.
I was definitely going to send it based upon how I was feeling in that moment. But I also feel like, okay, so this is something for me that's a thing for me. Now, we all know people have said forever D become before P. Can we talk about that while we still talking about grace? Because it's all kind of like, you know, anyway.
Echo hand in hand.
What I have noticed with women, we will cut off a friend about doing something that we had. It could be something about feelings being hurt. It could be a misunderstanding. We'll never talk to them again. I have never done this because anybody that's my friend is like a sister to me.
Yeah,
and I just cannot, you know. But I've seen women do that with friendships.
Yeah.
But they will be with a man who's been dragging their ass for years and give chance. And I understand the relationships are different. But this is not even necessarily their husband. Yeah. I'm just talking about with
boyfriend
situationships, mm-hmm. whatever. And you get, but a friend,
they don't get the same grace.
Yeah. And why I don't understand. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. I really, really don't. And it's just that. So to me, it's like, okay, I want to make sure that I'm not. I want my grace to be. Those that I love that are close to me, I want all my people
consistent.
To feel that. To be consistent. That's the word, right? Consistent. Yeah. I want to be consistent in giving grace. Not, oh, well, this. And I know men and women, they, you know, things happen that, you know, your friend can't do or whatever. I mean, depending on how you move. I mean, that's your business. But I'm just saying, like, that really bothers me.
Yeah.
So for me, I feel like grace is, forgiveness is a part of grace.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, understanding, patience. All of those things to me are part of, you know, giving grace because, and I mean, I have needed all of the above.
Yeah.
You know, somebody to be patient with me, understanding, forgiving me. Nobody's perfect. You know what I mean?
And I feel like too, it's a generational thing because this generation, as we know, we have younger friends, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. They will cut you off, honey.
In a heartbeat.
They'll block you. It's so easy to block.
Yep.
Yeah. One person we know in particular is the block
that
person.
That we love dealing with.
Yeah. Yes, we'll block everybody captain. For anything and everything.
Captain.
The block captain.
But that's what people turn to now. Like, oh, I don't have to talk to them no more. I block them. You know, yeah. I just remove my, unfriend them.
Right.
You know, but I'm like, sometimes it's a simple conversation.
Just a simple conversation.
But that's what people avoid now.
Yes.
People avoid.
Yes.
But that's what we talk about. It gets back to like real friends. Real friends will hold you accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Real friends aren't afraid to have difficult or fierce conversations.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because sometimes that's needed in order to get past whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you have to have grace enough or care enough for that person to even want to do it, right?
Yeah, agreed.
But, yeah, but I'm like, I feel like this generation is so... It's so easy for that to happen.
Well, I also think that... And I have some women in my group that in their 50s or 40s and they do it. And that's what made me bring it up, because I know sometimes they're in complicated relationships with men.
Yeah.
But they will stop talking to their mother. They'll stop talking to their sister. They'll stop. And I'm like, you get one. I don't really understand that. Yeah. And I have called them to.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I go in on that because forgiveness is not always just about you. It's also, it's not for the other person, it's for you. Because when you hold on to that kind of bitterness and pain, it starts to internalize within you. And I also have very, you know, direct conversations with them. When I get women in there who are in their 50s or 40s and they're like, well, I don't really have a friend circle because I just really don't deal with women. And I'm like, well, that's your choice. You made that decision.
Yeah.
Like, you're hard. You're hard. Like, you're going.
And what is hard to you against
women? But you have all this grace for having guys or men or whatever. And I always tell people, you can get through anything in life with God and good girlfriends.
Yes.
You're going to need your girlfriends. Listen, young girls, y'all in these relationships, do not forget your girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Brandy did for a little while when she first got in her relationship. We ain't really talked for like the first 3 months. She was engaged, not really a lot. But anyway, I digress. But make sure you keep relationship with your girls.
Can I answer to that? First of all, when you fall in love, you are high.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called? Dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
You are literally high. You are on a drug,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that drug, I was consumed. Mm-hmm. It was an adjustment. Mm-hmm. I ain't even gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but let's truth be told, mm-hmm. you, I don't hear from you as much these days since you got your friend. I was gonna say his name, but I ain't gonna say his name. I don't talk to you as much.
Well, let's do this because this is not about me. I met this man a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about we don't talk as much, period, since the pandemic.
Since the pandemic, that is true. That is true. But you know what? Let's go there.
Okay? Go.
Let's go there.
Go.
Since the pandemic,
you know, mm-hmm. You had a birthday trip.
Mm-hmm. That you were invited to.
That I was invited to. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't go. Mm-hmm. You know, I got stuff at home. I couldn't go. Mm-hmm. And since then, that friend group that went, mm-hmm. you know, they are exclusive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't get invited to their things, mm-hmm. which is a thing. And I've accepted, I've come to accept that that's what it is. Right. Mm-hmm. But you know, that was a thing for a minute. Mm-hmm. And I had to even understand that, you know, like I had to give you grace with that.
Well, I don't really feel like you had to give me grace. I gave you grace because at the end of the day, you had the choice to come and I understood and I respected your reasoning for not coming.
Yeah.
But when you made a decision not to come, then that was your decision that you had to go with throughout. I can't change the decision that you made.
But who knew that trip would turn into now this exclusive group that no one can ever, that I can never be a part of ever again in life?
But it's not.
Who knew?
But the thing about it is when we went on the trip, there were things that were shared within that group. And so those things are they're continuing conversations when we link up. And it's about respecting the confidentiality of that group. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like that is the same. It's respecting that boundary that we created when we were there. But the thing about it is you showed your ass numerous times in terms of, no, you showed your ass one time, but you showed your ass in terms of attitude numerous times. I took you to
rejection
lunch.
Does not feel good, okay?
No.
And that
but the flip side of it is
itself because I felt rejected.
But you, why, I felt how like did you I feel rejected on something that you were initially invited to be a part of?
But that was the first time, Keisha, that had ever presented itself. Like, okay, there have been many other times where girls have, like, we've been, if you don't get to go, that doesn't mean like you're now excluded from any other opportunity moving forward. If you don't make this dinner, if you don't make this trip, that was the first time that happened.
It's because that was like, I think it was a couple of things. One, it was in 2021. So we had all been inside for over a year. Mm-hmm. I think it was a lot more shedding than anybody expected. I didn't even expect it because I invited other people that didn't come. Heather didn't come. It was several other people that were invited that didn't come. Only person that didn't come because of the pandemic was because of you. And I understood why. I respected that. I respect marriage. You know I am about that. But there were things that I didn't even expect necessarily to be shared and talked about. And then when everybody was like, oh, this has been so good. When we get back home, we need to stay in touch, continue to encourage, support. And it just went like that. But
can I ask the world? She gave that explanation. However, on the flip side, can you see how one would feel excluded?
Yes, I can say that.
That's all I wanted.
Absolutely.
I think that's all I wanted to be acknowledged.
But I also spent a lot of time over and over and over explaining to you that. And you made the decision to internalize. It was not, and I think, honestly, I think if me and Renee were not a part of that group, you wouldn't care. I think it's the fact that it was two of your closer friends in the same group that you were not.
Two of my best friends, yeah.
Right, so that is but you internalized it, not me, because I could have internalized the fact that you got on a plane for 3 times to go do a deal that same year when you gave me the
reason. Oh my God, it was one time? OMG was one time.
No, it was three, because you had to go to the DR, then you went to Miami, and you went to LA. Am I lying?
No. Miami. So
the point
no, not Miami.
But
Miami,
you went through.
I didn't go to Miami. It was LA and it was DR.
Okay.
It was LA
and it was DR. The point I'm making is to her.
Earlier in the year.
No, it was not.
Oh, this has turned, hasn't it?
This was after my birthday. That's what made it such a thing. But let me tell you, so there was grace. That's why I said, I don't feel like you had to extend me grace. I had to extend you grace because you didn't come to my 50th. I understood. And then you turned around for money, if I wanted to look at it like that, and you got on planes. So it wasn't that you just did it for a reason and that made more sense to you. So I could have internalized that. And it hurt me at first. But then I was like, she doing what she got to do. We talk about all the time. You doing the best. We all do the best we can with what the scenario is.
Very true. Very true.
So again,
Again, okay. So you had your reasoning to, y'all had y'all reasoning to do that. But on the flip side, you know, again, you took offense when I would show my, I guess,
passive aggressiveness.
My passive aggressiveness, mm-hmm. because I wasn't always happy with what was agreed upon, that nobody can be a part of that group. So,
but the thing about
not nobody, that I could not be included in those moments.
Well, you're not the only person you're the only person who took it to as a fit. Cause I asked the group, like, I have a girlfriend who really feels some type of way, and are we open?
No, but I'm one of your best friends though.
So but I didn't want to live your, I didn't want to give your name. So the reason I discussed it and disclosed it like this is because I wanted to see if anybody else was having this same thing and should we be open to opening it up? But nobody else was having it.
But it was your, this was you though. It wasn't for them. It was for you.
But I'm just saying, if there are other friends who feel this, felt the same way, and she was flying from everywhere, from Dubai, Africa, and everything.
She still feels the same way.
I really should have had an issue with her because she was flying everywhere. You weren't flying anywhere at that time until the deal came. And then, but I'm saying she was everywhere. That girl was from Dubai. She didn't let the pandemic stop her from doing Nathaniel. So I really could hold her to what?
This went a little personal. And I know it was not supposed to really go
there.
But
it's all about grace.
It's all about grace.
We're talking about grace.
We're talking about grace. And I have had to be given grace because I've shown my ass a couple of times regarding surrounding that. And in turn, I've had to also extend grace because, you listen, you know, we are grown women.
Yes.
And you know, and relationships evolve and they change. And this all started from us not talking as much as we normally do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where this whole conversation, it went here and there, but it started from that.
Mm-hmm.
And that started from the pandemic, it did, right? But again, I feel like social media has always has played a role in that too, because we send each other memes, we text. So we still communicate, but we don't talk on the phone as much as we do. We kind of keep up with each other, you know, other ways socially, but we don't talk as much. Where we gotta land a plane. I think what it all boils down to is that that moment that you and I had, that could have ruined, I wouldn't say ruined a friendship, but it could have shifted and changed it out. Right.
Yeah.
But I think we are both mature enough to realize that our friendship was bigger than that. And we had the conversations we need to have.
Right.
It was some tear shed. Remember?
You and Renee.
Yeah. It was some tear shit. And I'm glad we were able to work through that and extend each other the grace that we need. And I think what it boils down to is that I think it's important that we do that for each other. That one, we extend ourselves grace. Two, we extend our girlfriend's grace. We extend our significant other's grace.
Children.
We extend our children, our husband, because we all need it. And not even just our inner circle. It can be the person...
Oh, yeah.
At Target.
Oh, you know, you don't know what people are going through.
Exactly.
You don't know
what people are going through. So I think grace should always be at the forefront of our mind because you never, ever know what people are going through.
I think that was well said, B.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing to add to that. So tune in next week for episode 5 of Mama's on the Move 2.0. We will see y'all next time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.